I'll have to tell you about the most scandalous thing that happened here at our work here in just a sec. It's Ben and Kelly. So someone asked people online, what's the most scandalous thing that ever happened at your job? Ever happened at work, right?
Okay.
Some of the highlights, which, by the way, some of these I hope are fake. I hope it's just someone like, you know what? I've got a good imagination. Yeah, I've got a good imagination. I just want to make sure, see if I can make it onto this this thread here, whatever. Okay. So one of the posters said a doctor and a nurse were secretly having an affair.
Oh, gosh.
No one knew until he got mauled by a bear on a rafting trip.
What?
The nurse was on the rafting trip with him and saved his life.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the wife's like, oh, wow, oh, my gosh, that's crazy. Thank you. Wait, what?
Your coworker?
Wait, why were you there?
On
wait,
the trip
hang on
with
a second.
You?
Why were you there? Why were you there?
Thank you, but what's happening?
Yeah, so this is like, you'll never believe what happened at work today stories. A woman brought her daughter to work. Then a day later, coworker said, yeah, you can't bring your daughter to work here anymore.
Oh.
I'm not allowed to be around children.
Why, sir?
Yeah, why, sir?
Oh, my goodness.
And then at that point, you're like,
I don't think I need to work here anymore.
No, either that or can I be transferred? Is
yeah,
that, is that?
Okay.
Most scandalous thing that's happened at your job. Oh, this is just, you hear these stories and you're like, there's no way. Or why would someone ever do this? Someone's boss allegedly mixed liquid bathroom into the water cooler.
Why?
And let her employees drink from it.
Why are we doing that? Why are we doing that? Were we told it was like super filtered?
Her special lemonade. She obviously got fired. Why would you do it though? Why?
Why indeed?
Why?
Why indeed? Why? Why?
So
why?
The biggest scandal that ever hit this radio station. Long time ago. We had an employee that faked an illness.
Yep.
A fatal illness.
For a long time.
For a long time.
A long time.
And we
held
and
many events, fundraisers.
Held events, you know, had people donate money.
Yeah.
Things.
There were a couple of illnesses that were thrown
yeah.
in there. Couple.
And so what's weird is, I mean, this person has gone to prison.
Yeah.
But I will say there was, I had just moved to town. So it kind of shows you how long ago it was.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it was a long time ago. I had just moved to town and my wife was pregnant with my twins.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had moved into this townhome there, like off Breckenridge, right?
Yeah.
And so I couldn't get like the nursery stuff that we were preparing the nursery for up the stairs. So I asked this coworker, not knowing the backstory.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, would you mind helping me out? He was like, yeah, sure, whatever. That's cool. And so he helped take all this stuff up the stairs. And then a few weeks later, we find out that he has this debilitating, fatal disease condition.
Uh-huh.
And my wife was like,
there was a meeting. He told everybody at work in
yeah,
a meeting.
And my wife is like, what? You asked him to do
yeah.
this?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I didn't know. I
yeah.
didn't know. I didn't know.
Yeah. I spent many years with him crying in my office about how.
Yeah. So
mean people were to him.
So that was our biggest scandal.
Yeah.
We
lived it for many years.
That was our biggest scandal.
Yeah. Which I think was great. Did you get lunch invitations from jail a lot?
I got a lot. No, I never did.
I got a lot of lunch invitations from jail.
Yeah,
like, hey.
Yeah. I mean, this person has tried to reach out to the people that this person is wronged and
not,
make amends, but
not
yeah.
speaking.
Anyways, another one. most scandalous thing that's happened at work. The big bosses at a newspaper scolded the whole staff for spreading baseless rumors that a manager was hooking up with the head of shipping.
But was it happening?
A week later, they got arrested while getting it on in a car.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll say, my wife has a story about this. So she was working for a big insurance company a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at kind of like one of those office parks sort of environments where there were quite a few buildings around. And so she and a coworker went out to get lunch. There was like a little pond, you know, and a little secluded little parking area. And they went out.
Romantic.
She went with her female coworker out to get lunch and kind of sit by the little pond there. And they look over and... For the period of about, I don't know, she was saying like it had to be a couple months. There were a couple people that would get their own lunch in the backseat of a car.
OMG.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, shoot. Anyways, these are great. If you've got any, I'm all about some office drama.
Grab some popcorn.
Come on. Anyways.
Let's keep the thread going.